You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion.
So, the DA also has a municipality now in KwaZulu-Natal.
Oh.
First time in the existence. But it, though, interesting, Mark, is that the new mayor is 30. His name is Chris Pappas. In, I think one of the reasons he was sent there, well, he knows the area quite well. Do you know Umgeni municipality, what towns part of it? I think Howick is definitely field off them.
Yeah.
Nottingham Road is off. So it's a klein municipality.
Yeah.
En die oukie is nou in beheer. Ek sê oukie, want vir ons ou mense is nie oukie. Chris Papa. Hello, Chris.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Hello, hello. No, I'm all right. Listen, is the drama over now of the weekend when they tried to stop your inauguration?
I believe they're still trying their shenanigans, but they will come off second best. So we've waited 22 years, another 22 hours, 1 week is nothing. Keeping themselves entertained for a little bit before we come into government, but we're almost there.
Listen, this is the kind of thing when you hear, all right, it looks like I'm going to be the mayor, then you have to pause a while and think, is this the right thing for me? Or did you have no doubt from the beginning that you want to do this?
It's a funny story. When I was driving back from varsity to my first job in Durban, we drove past, obviously, the place that I grew up. And the person that I was driving with, you know, I made a funny joke. And I said, I've always wanted to be the mayor of this small town where I grew up. And we all laughed and we carried on driving. And a couple of years later, here I am. So at the back of my mind, I always wanted to help my community in some way. But I didn't think being the mayor was going to be a reality.
Mm. Is there still a chain there or is that long gone?
No, there is still a chain, but they had to remove a few links because I'm much shorter than all the other mayors.
Well, what I like about you is you literally started from the bottom, also in that municipality to learn the job. You worked with general workers on municipal jobs. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. When I learned from a councillor, his name is André Biedger, down in Amanzimtoti, and he said the best way to learn how a municipality works is to get dirty. So I used to drive around with the Metro Police, and I used to drive around with the garbage truck and, you know, the parks officials, and learn what their jobs were, because we often used to complain and shout at the municipal officials, but never actually understood the difficulties that they faced. So that was a big learning curve and something that I would encourage all public representatives to do. To learn the jobs of government officials so that when you shout and you scream, you're shouting and screaming at the right person in the right way.
Mm. But you know this is going to be an uphill battle, Chris. Like, it's going to be hectic from here.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we never thought it was going to be easy. Luckily, the organization that I stood for, we've got experience in taking over governance from other parties. But we're also in a very unique situation that this is KZN. You know, this is not a province for sissies. People die here because of politics, and we have to take these sorts of things seriously.
Mm. So what is the state currently of that municipality? How bankrupt are you?
Yeah, there's not much money in the bank. I think the biggest problem that we faced, even bigger than lack of money, is the leakage of money. So the skimming off the top of contracts, the indigent register, so the services to the poor, we have no records of those. So money goes out, but we don't know who it's going to. And then, you know, the number of contracts that we have that are active, but we don't really know what the services that is being delivered. So there's all of those. Tomorrow I'm actually getting a list of active contracts from the CFO so that I can go down that list and look at, you know, ridiculously priced toilet paper and all the rest that where people start skimming money off.
But I'm just I won't even know where to start. Where are you going to start in your attempt to fix this place?
The finances. We can't do anything without money, so that's the big start. I think one of the most helpful people has been Helen Ziller, actually, in all of this, is that she when she took over the city of Cape Town, you know, it was sort of the first big job that the DA had at that time, and she got into the mayor's office, and she got into a nice chair that swiveled around, and she sat in it and went round and round. She said, where do you start? But since then, you know, we've built up this institutional capacity, so we've had great support from all the municipalities where we run already, as well as the party in general, to say, you know, these are the mistakes that we've made in the past in government, and these are some of the things that we suggest that you look at to begin with, and then take your program forward.
So now, staying in the seat is now going to be the difficult part. Are you going to attempt to connect with the people more regularly than the previous guys? Because I know you speak isiZulu fluently.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's one of the advantages of being young and also speaking Zulu as well. So we ran most of our campaign being in people's homes, people being on the ground, being active on social media, and that's what we're going to continue doing. But we now have to turn government into that machine, that machine that communicates to residents, whether it's, you know, good news or bad news. We have to be transparent and become that machine.
Did they give you a house? Is there a house there? Mayoral house.
There is one, actually. I went to go see it the other day, but I don't think anyone wants to live in that particular house. But regardless of that, we would obviously then auction it off. But it doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the Department of Public Works.
All right. And a car with little flags on the bonnet.
Yeah, no, you know, I've seen in KZN, apparently you need 5 cars and blue lights and about 30 bodyguards. So, you know, we're looking to see how we can compete with the IFP and ANC. No, I'm just joking. Of course not. No blue lights, just one humble car. I think we'll get rid of the Hilux buggy that they have and give it to the traffic department. So, you know, scaling down, actually becoming, you know, more service delivery focused.
But Chris, at least a bodyguard. You need a bodyguard. It's KZN.
Yes, yeah, no. So I mean, obviously the DA is not, we're not a fan of masses of bodyguards and VIP security, but we're also not naive that this is KZN and you know, all around us, municipalities, people have died. So I will have one bodyguard, and we'll do a proper risk assessment to make sure that it's not just fruitless expenditure.
Listen, I wish you the best, young man. I wish you the best. We'll be watching you.
I think
you'll only do good things. You can only do better than the previous guys. So
well, that's what someone said at a public meeting. They said, you know, the last guy's fixed one pothole. All I have to do is fix 3, and we've done much better. So, but I hear you're wanting to run for office.
Yes, 2024, Chris.
President?
Of course, directly to the big seat. That's where I'm going.
I think there's big dreams and big plans ahead there. If you need a campaign manager, come look in Mgeni.
Oh, we're definitely going to talk. Don't you worry, sir. Listen, but
fantastic.
For now, focus on fixing that place. Nice talking to you, Chris. Wishing you the best, eh?
No, thanks for having me, and have a good evening.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Now, yeah.
I'm checking a couple of the small towns in the municipality, and I see Holton is one of them. So I think it's the little school belt that's there with Maritzburg College, yeah. Holton, and Kersney that's there. So he's the right oak for the job, eh?
Let's go.
Just a dry, sarcastic comment you make.
Says it like it.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.